Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Playoff chase is on, NFL Power Rankings, Thursday Night Football, and at 8 o'clock, ESPN's Buster Olney will be here to continue talking about what's happening in the majors. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, it is a Thursday. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Exactly what we predicted yesterday came true in my household yesterday. Okay. So yesterday, I was thinking to myself, okay, let's watch either Good Morning Football, let's watch some MLB Network. Jenks, guess what we were watching?
Yes.
Coverage of the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And listen, the Ryder Cup doesn't even start till Friday, is what
right.
I have gathered from watching all of this coverage. So it's going to be an uphill climb for me. Because listen, we have a lot going on. We have football tonight. We have all these baseball races, which one would assume that my husband would be interested since he played professional baseball for 11 years. But no, we are watching interviews with all of the players at the Ryder Cup.
I mean, did you learn anything yesterday? I'm excited about the Ryder Cup, which I know it's sort of getting underpublicized a little bit because it's the NFL, because we have college football in Oregon and Penn State, and because of the races in baseball. But the Ryder Cup is fun. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I think that you're going to see a lot about it because I heard that Trump's supposed to be there. So buckle up, baby.
buckle up. Great. Be watching football all weekend. We got a lot to get to here in the first segment, so let's hear about your bets, and then we'll get to it.
Yeah, best bet of the day was a winner. Had the first five under 3.5 runs between the Pirates and the Reds, kind of banking on the strikeout potential of Paul Skenes, obviously, and Hunter Green. Both these guys combined for 14 strikeouts, and the Pirates led this game 1-0 after five frames. As for the Astros on the money line, Astros are going in the broken pile along with the Tigers. These are meaningful games for the Astros, and they still ain't winning. Didn't score a single run last night against the A's. They had the better pitcher going, and Hunter Brown still did not get the job done. When Luis Severino goes 6 1/3 shutout against you, I don't know. Go put your nose in the corner, Astros.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I was more confident on that bet than I was the other one because I was also on Pirates Reds first five under. At least we got that. So 1-1 night for me as well because I had Astros first five. Dongstra got a dub, had the Guardians in the money line against the Tigers. We're going to talk about that. Tigers continue to fall apart. For the week, Chelsea, you are 2-3. I'm 5-2. The Donkster, 1-1. Thursday edition of the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you along each and every morning. Let's start in the NFL first, though, because this was something that I thought was interesting. I saw you tweeting about it yesterday. So we know the story between the Eagles and the Rams. They played on Sunday. Eagles come in as a 3.5-point favorite. And they were down 26-7. They rallied back. They take a 27-26 lead. Still, the Rams had a chance to kick that field goal with time running out. So, in theory, if you had the Rams plus the points, you weren't going to lose this bet. Either way, you win until the unthinkable happens. Eagles block the kick. As we know, it's returned for a touchdown. by Jordan Davis, the big boy, rumbling 61 yards for the score. So the Eagles cover the spread. It was a really bad beat if you were on the Rams. Yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show, Mike Florio for Pro Football Talk blamed this play on gambling.
You talk about gambling, and I'm watching the Eagles-Rams game.
I know exactly where you're going. Jordan Davis. And here's the reality. This is the direct result of the NFL going from hating and shunning anything to do with gambling to jumping right in bed and loading the pockets. They're the guy in the, you know, the old game show where you go into the booth where the money's flying everywhere. Yeah. They're just grabbing as many dollars as they can while it's there. But yeah, we're all aware now of the point spread. We're all aware of the ramifications. And how many millions of dollars changed hands because Jordan Davis decided to do not the smart thing. The smart thing, the game's over. Just fall down. You got the win. Because in theory, somebody comes up from behind, does the Don Beebe to Leon Lett, the ball goes out, the Rams take it the other way. The smart thing to do is go down. He runs it in for a touchdown. The Eagles cover. Uh-oh. And it was perfectly legitimate, but when you open Pandora's box, this is the kind of stuff that flies out, and people are aware of this. So it's just part of the stuff the NFL needs to be concerned about. And sometimes I wonder, Dan, are they as concerned as they should be?
So, Chelsea, I'll ask you, because you were the first person to point it out yesterday in our feed here. I thought this was a ridiculous take. What did you think?
A direct result of gambling? Are you kidding me? Like, did crazy plays just start happening when gambling was legalized? Like, help me out here, Jenks. You've been watching sports for a long time. Did plays like this never exist?
Never.
Tell me.
Here's the thing. This is
never seen it.
This is such a lame take. It's such a lame take. Now, are you saying that people who have always believed the NFL is fixed and this will give them more ammo? Sure. That's existed forever. There are all sorts of conspiracy theorists out there that think each and every sport is fixed, whatever. But crazy plays to end games have happened forever. You're just more aware of how the spreads are affected or how totals are affected or how the numbers are affected because you know the lines now. Because we live in an age where people gamble on a regular basis. But the idea that in that moment, Jordan Davis said, Oh man, I got to make sure the Eagles cover here. Like, this is a fast, violent game. He ran on instinct. And by the way, if you're a big boy and you get a chance to run for a touchdown, I'm getting that tutty. I'm getting that tutty. That's a once-in-a-lifetime play. I'm not pausing to think about the point spread. I got to make sure we cover. That's not on these guys' minds. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about winning the game. And if you got a football in your hands and you got green in front of you, you're scoring a touchdown. So I understand in certain situations you have to be smart about it. There was nothing about this play that had to do with gambling. It's a bad take.
Absolutely. Like, think about in the heat of a moment. Like, think about your most basic instincts. These are the instincts that are hammered into you when you're a child, when you're a teenager. And think about, like, Jordan Davis. He's probably at least been playing football since high school, right? Maybe middle school, maybe younger. And when you were taught football at a young age, you scoop it and you score it. He is not thinking about the point spread in that split-second moment.
Right.
Like, this is a new thing. And here's the thing. I feel like this is a dangerous thing to accuse Jordan Davis of. Is it not? Like, that feels very unfair. If I'm Jordan Davis, I'm going on the offensive and saying, why are you saying my name in this? Why are you accusing me of, you know, swaying this game one way or another? Are you assuming I have money on this game? Let me point out something. The Eagles do not win money themselves for covering the spread. They are simply trying to win football games. End of story.
Yes. And also, if you're looking for it, you can find this all of the time. Look, the numbers that Vegas sets are very sharp, as we know. Sometimes you get an easy dub, but more often than not, it's a sweat, is it not? That's why Vegas makes a lot of money. It's very difficult to bet. So you could be watching any basketball game, right? And let's say Kevin Durant's points prop is 28.5, and he's got 28, and he misses his final shot of the game. And you end up a half point short. You could say, ooh, man, I bet KD was aware, man. He probably missed that shot on purpose. I'm like, no, he just missed a shot. If you look hard enough, you can find this everywhere because the numbers are the numbers, and the numbers are generally on point. And also, let's not forget that for every Rams bettor – that had a bad beat during this game. If you were an Eagles bettor, there were people in the Eagles, they won. So it's for every person that lost money, there was someone that won money. So that's not some sort of big conspiracy. Someone won too.
Yeah, I just don't get why this is happening like all of a sudden. And why do you choose this play to grandstand against? Like, if you're going to argue that the NFL is rigged, like, do it in the games where, like, the referees decide the game.
Right.
Right? Because, like, the players aren't, especially when it's in favor of their own team. It would be one thing if there was a player who was about to score a touchdown and took a knee and the team loses. Obviously, that's very fishy.
Yes.
But, like, a player is going to try to win the game for his football team. And if you're saying, well, he should have kneeled. How many dumb football plays do we see in the NFL? We see them all the time. Like,
yeah.
Think about, like, DeSean Jackson, who used to, like, drop the ball before the end zone. Do you think that's a smart football play? No. But, like, these guys are in the heat of the moment, and they're going to do what their first instinct is. So I feel like you can't blame Jordan Davis. And this is just another thing that, like, can we stop blaming the Eagles for everything? I feel like their fans have to be getting fed up with everything. They're like, oh, you can't do the tush push. Oh, Jordan Davis must be, you know, covering the spread here. Like, just shut up. This is so stupid. And I'm tired of people blaming gambling for everything.
And also, the example he used, which, okay, he used the Don Beebe, Leon Lett example from the Super Bowl 30 years ago. 30 years, like your example is something that
super
happened three,
timely.
Yes, three decades ago, which wasn't even the same because Leon Lett was slowing down and kind of grandstanding a little bit. And Don Beebe, who was very fast, ran him down like, and finally at the 1 yard line, like that was a play where you weren't taking care of the football and you kind of got lazy. You thought I had an easy score. It's not even a great comparison, and also, it was forever ago. So I feel like you're really reaching if you really think. I thought, sure, it's a bad beat. I didn't think for a second, this is a problem. Jordan Davis is a problem. You know, that never crossed my mind.
Right, and he didn't lose the football. So it's like, okay, right. We can talk about hypotheticals all day, but at the end of the day, they won the game, and it was a magical moment. Like, that's mm-hmm. the worst part, is this was such a great, like, audio call from the Philly announcers. It was such a great moment for Jordan Davis himself, a guy that's 336 pounds.
Yeah.
And running 18 miles an hour. Can we not just appreciate that? So, like, if you're going to complain about gambling, do it with something else.
I could not agree more. I didn't get this take at all. And now that I've slept on it, I get it even less. Here's a play. Actually, a series of plays that we have seen over the past couple of weeks. One terrible play. One terrible strikeout or bad call, whatever it is, the Tigers are completely falling apart. Oh, my God. We have to talk about this before we go to break because, once again, they lose to the Guardians last night, 5-1. The Guardians come home at minus 125 on the money line. Total set at 7.5. The under hits. Tanner Bibee scatters 5 hits over 6 innings, allows 1 run, strikes out 5. Cleveland with plenty of offense as well.
This pitch hit a ton, deep center field, it is gone! George Valera has put the Guardians on top, 2-1.
Call courtesy of Guardians Sports Network, Jose Ramirez goes 2-for-4 with 2 RBI, and the Guardians, Chelsea, after trailing at one point this season by 15.5 games, now lead the AL Central by a game over Detroit, with 4 to play, and they own the tiebreaker because they won the season series against Detroit. What a collapse by the Tigers, and no end in sight, and now time is running out.
Yeah, literally the only good news is that the Astros lost again last night as well, so it looks like the Tigers still have a chance to make the playoffs, which mm-hmm. is a wild statement for how dominant this team has been for most of the regular season. Like, if you could put this entire, like, run in a nutshell, I urge you to watch the play of Tariq Skubal the game before, to throw a ball through his legs to first base. He airmails it into right field, and you're just like, what is he doing? Like, some of these plays, you can tell that it's, like, mental, that when you are so pressing for wins and you're so desperate that sometimes, like, it comes through and the pressure is just too much. So I don't know what the Tigers are going to do with these next few games. But I will say this, if they do get over the hump and they actually make the playoffs, Guess who they still have to face in the first round, Jenks? If the season ended today, the first round matchup would be the Tigers playing the Guardians. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think you're right. That Skubal play and that whole series where he hit David Fry in the face, which was awful, and I'm glad David Fry's going to be okay. That was so, God, I didn't want to watch that. I made myself, and I was like, oh, my God. Glad he's going to be all right. And then Skubal with a wild pitch, and then that play, he just kind of lost his mind there. And between the hit batsman and then the pressure of what's happening here, the Tigers have just fallen apart. And like I said, there's no end in sight. I think I'm going to keep fading these guys. I don't think they're going to recover.
I'm definitely not betting on them. Maybe they win a game here soon just because they got to win one sometime, right? I'm not so sure, but whew. What a disastrous month for Detroit.
Oh, Wolf is right. Coming up on the show, he's a Super Bowl champion many times over, and now he's a cover boy. Bill Belichick and your latest nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. All that is coming up next on the Daily Tip. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for waking up. Yeah, it's early, but we got you. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Jealous, I'm Jinx. Coming up on the show, a look at players on the ballot for the first time with a chance to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame and a quarterback debate. Everyone loves that. Well, I don't know if you saw this, Chelsea, but Bill Belichick, 2-2 on the season at Carolina. It's been a very meh year in Chapel Hill. But now he's on a magazine cover. Oh, my goodness. Belichick, the first coach ever featured on Us Magazine, my favorite magazine. So it's Bill Belichick and, of course, Jordan Hudson. So this is a story about the real Jordan Hudson. And this is from the cover. Opportunist, muse, or deeply misunderstood? Friends and insiders talk to us about how the former cheerleader captured the 73-year-old coaching legend's heart and became the most talked-about woman in sports. What did you think when you bought this yesterday at the newsstand and read through it?
Yeah, Us Weekly is normally what I get. Because here's the thing. I want to get mad at this, but this is also the magazine that regularly promotes quote-unquote celebrities like John and Kate Plus 8, The Bachelor Losers, or, you know, The Real Lives of Mormon Wives. So, like, keep that in mind. This is not the cover of Forbes. So, with that being said, like, some of the things I say on here, though, like, I literally had my mouth aghast when this last line, like, I read this last line. The most talked about woman in sports? Caitlin Clark exists. Hell, if you're going non-athlete, isn't Taylor Swift the most talked about woman in sports that's not an athlete?
Yeah.
It also feels like a slap in the face to all the female athletes who are doing big things. So, like, no, Jordan Hudson is not the most talked about woman in sports.
Yeah.
I feel like most people don't even know her actual name. Like, people know of her, and they've seen her face. Like, oh, that's Bill Belichick's 26-year-old girlfriend. But, like, let's stop the spin zone. Like, this just feels like an absolute puff piece. And I understand that that's the job of a lot of these, you know, celebrity magazine covers. But, like, what are we doing here? Like, she's 26. She is, you know, got some type of a hold on Bill Belichick. But let's not promote this. This is not some accomplishment. Like, this feels like I'm back in the year, like, 1950. And they're like, she landed herself a rich beau. She should be your role model. No. What are we doing? She has no real accomplishments for herself other than who she's dating.
My favorite part is how she captured his heart. I'm like, I'll tell you how she captured his heart.
She's 26. He's like,
you like me? Yeah, you're 26? You want to go with me? Okay. You just captured my heart. I'll do it. You just captured my heart. I can't believe it. Sure. Anytime. Whatever you want. Which is, by the way, exactly what he's doing. Whatever she wants. I mean, she's bought up all this real estate in Chapel Hill. And it's amazing how when you know, the coverage has cooled somewhat. Like, yeah, they're on the cover of this magazine. This will sell magazines, maybe. But as far as sports coverage goes, this has sort of fallen from the headlines. Same thing with Deion out in Colorado, right? Like, ultimately, if you're not winning at a high level, then the spotlight starts to fade. So I don't know how this season is going to go for North Carolina, but they got blasted by UCF on Saturday, 34-9. They have not looked good.
Yeah, let me pause for a second because I don't want to put all the blame on Jordan Hudson because she's a 26-year-old girl. Like, I think the blame goes to Bill Belichick. He's the one that's letting her do this to him. And I think all of us just thought that he had a better, I don't want to say moral compass because it's not like morally wrong. It's just, I think we thought that he was smarter than this. And I think we see her walking all over him and she does whatever she wants to do. She's always on the field asking him for money to go to the concession stand or whatever she's doing. So Bill Belichick has a role in this. It's not like he's some innocent bystander. And I do hate it when we put everything on the woman. It's like, she's the problem. She's the problem. No, Bill Belichick is letting this happen.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like that's, I disagree with that. Like, yeah, he's letting it happen, but that doesn't justify, like, what she's doing. Like, if she's taking advantage of the situation or she's manipulating the situation or she's creating these companies or buying all this real estate, like, she's manipulating this. Like, to me, this has nothing to do with whether or not she's a woman. It's like, this is what you're doing. Like, whether you're male or female, you are, it's pretty clear you're taking this situation and using it to enrich yourself no matter what. So, yeah, Bill Belichick should probably draw a line in the sand, but I don't think that absolves her for what she's doing, which is clearly just trying to make as much money as possible.
But the crazy part is that he's not some senile old man that's not very smart. If you're talking about out-manipulating somebody, imagine I told you that 5 years ago, that there was going to be a 26-year-old girl that would out-manipulate Bill Belichick. Somebody who's won all those Super Bowls. Wouldn't you say that's crazy?
I would say if it were on the football field. I would say if it's off the field and you're I mean, I feel like there's a huge separation between, you know, what happens on the field and then when it comes to romance or how people get involved with one another, particularly when you're talking about this age difference, there's no way Bill Belichick thought this was going to happen, which I think is part of the manipulation. Like, there's no way I buy that she's into him. So, yeah, it's surprising, but maybe it's not surprising because when people get into a relationship or whatever it is, like, they treat that differently oftentimes than their job. They're not necessarily one and the same.
Right, but we didn't see this with his relationships either. Like, it wasn't like it was a parade of 26-year-old women. He had Linda, whatever her last name was, which was an age-appropriate girlfriend who I think she was younger than him. She was good-looking. But, like, it wasn't something that I feel like we saw coming. Like, that's not a hot take. Nobody saw this coming.
No, nobody saw this coming. Absolutely. Not at all. He didn't see this coming. You know, everything was fine until someone came along who was 50 years younger. And he's like, oh, wow, all bets are off the board. This is crazy. I'm going to act crazy. And he's letting her do whatever she wants. But as long as Billy Boy is happy, at the end of the day, he does need to win some games. So he's certainly a Hall of Famer. There's no question about that. No matter what happens at Carolina, it's not going to change what he did with the Patriots and what he did in the NFL. But we have a new Hall of Fame class, or at least names that have been introduced as considerations for next year's class. So first time on the ballot, some big names. Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Philip Rivers, Alex Smith, Greg Olsen, Jason Witten, Frank Gore, LeSean McCoy, Marquise Pouncey, Geno Atkins. So these are some big-time names, and I believe the Hall can elect as few as four and as many as eight or nine. So when you look at this list, are there some shoe-ins here? I feel like there's four or five guys here who are definitely getting in.
Yeah, it does feel like it because there's a lot of big names. I think it's difficult for me to have the Hall of Fame conversation because it's hard for me to look at the Hall of Fame players and be like, oh, well, this is a great comparison to Y.A. Tittle. So, like, for me, it's hard to know, like, what the benchmark is because I'm looking at quarterbacks more specifically because I think that's going to be a big discussion. We even said it in, like, our group chat. Eli Manning in his second year of eligibility. Philip Rivers now enters the chat. And I think Philip Rivers is going to have, like, a big conversation around him because how much do you value longevity in the NFL? Because, you know, at one point, Philip Rivers was the NFL's passing yards leader. He was, you know, surpassed in that. But still, I think people say, oh, ring culture has gone too far. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, but he's done a lot of things. But I just don't see a comp. And, you know, when you're looking at the other quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame, like I was looking, I was like, okay, let's look at Kurt Warner because I think he only has one Super Bowl. And, you know, he certainly doesn't have the longevity of Philip Rivers. But usually when I think of Hall of Fame, I think of guys I'm like, oh, yeah, definitely. Right. I don't think Philip Rivers is a definitely. And I think people even make this argument about Eli Manning. But I think Eli Manning has to get in if you put in Kurt Warner. Because Kurt Warner has one Super Bowl, two regular season MVPs. And I just feel like what Eli Manning did, the fact that he beat the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl, and he beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl, I think he deserves to be in. But I'm not so sure about Philip Rivers.
No, I agree. I do want to go back to this list for a second, though, and I think that Larry Fitzgerald is a shoe-in. Like, that guy's one of the best receivers to ever play. Drew Brees is definitely getting in, 13-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl MVP, won a Super Bowl. Jason Witten is interesting, an 11-time Pro Bowler. I think he gets in. I think the final two from this class I would go with are Frank Gore. I said this last time this came up, but Frank Gore is criminally underrated. It's a great trivia question. If you look at the top three rushers in the history of the National Football League, it is Emmitt, Barry Sanders, Frank Gore is number three. Rushed for 16,000 yards. A member of the NFL's 2010s All-Decade team. And then also Marquise Pouncey, who is a center, not a glamour position, but certainly one of the best to ever do it, a 9-time Pro Bowler for the Steelers. I think those guys are in. And then once you get past those guys, you get to, you know, a guy like Philip Rivers in his first season. And then Eli Manning in his second season or second year of eligibility. I tend to think that Philip Rivers is the Hall of very good. I mean, his stats overwhelm Eli. There's no question about that. But also, when you talk about ring culture and you talk about the goal of playing in the National Football League is to win Super Bowls, then, I mean, Eli has two. And he also has two Super Bowl MVPs. And also, storylines matter. And when you look at Eli, it's not just the Super Bowls. It's not just the MVPs. It's the slaying of the Patriots, like which no one could do. That's the one thing that he has that no one else has. Yeah, nobody could beat the Patriots and Tom Brady, but I could, and I did it twice. And that goes a long way, and I think it goes a long way in the minds of the voters.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're going to give Drew Brees another piece of paper. Like, hey, you're nominated for the Hall of Fame. I still will never forget. It's a core memory for me. It was a primetime game in the NFL when I think he got the passing yards or something to that effect, and they handed him a laminated sheet of paper. They stopped the game and said, Drew Brees, we have this to hand to you. And you're thinking, what assistant thought this was a good idea? Can we not at least get him a plaque? What's he going to do? Tack this up on his wall?
Not much. Not much. He probably threw it away after the game. Like, you got to be kidding me. I was rolling in this game, and you stopped all of my momentum to give me this, which is garbage. Also, this is a good point that didn't make in the chat, which is 128 names have been announced for Hall of Fame consideration. So these are first ballot, first time on the ballot. But ultimately, you know, you could go from a cauldron of choices here. These are just guys who are for the first time available or at least eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But some big names in this class, and I do think ultimately, you know, if we're talking about Eli, Eli's getting in. Like, Eli's getting in, Drew Brees is getting in, with or without his plaque, whatever that was. But I think, too, you know, also how you treated the media and the relationships that you have matter. Now, whether you think that's fair or not, okay, but Eli was very well liked. He's very well liked now. He's very much in the public eye. And when you think of Eli and you think of the Mannings, you know, you kind of get this warm feeling, like, who doesn't love that family? Who doesn't like to see them interact with one another? He has a great relationship. And I say that because yesterday I was, I don't know why, it's interesting that we're talking about this today, but yesterday afternoon I was kind of curious, like, who are the greatest running backs to have never made the Hall of Fame? Like, who are those guys? And one of the guys that popped up, kept popping up, was Ricky Waters, who played for the Niners and Eagles. And back in the 90s, he was awesome. But one of the things against him, and I did not know this story, was there was a play, it was in the 80s, 90s, I forget. He's going across the middle, and Randall Cunningham is throwing him the football, and he just stops because he doesn't want to get hit. Just stops. And it's like, what are you doing? And they asked him after the game, like, hey, he's getting booed by Eagles fans. He's like, what? You know, they said, why didn't you go after this pass? He said, for what? For who? Why would I do that? And that was held against him for a long time, even though he's a great player. That attitude just really curtailed his hopes. And so a lot of times that relationship matters.
Yeah, you want the mentality of the shield overall. Protect the shield at all costs. They don't care about you. But I also feel like it almost has to be either egregious or a highly publicized moment like that for it to go against a player, because the names that I'm thinking of, like, I mostly think of baseball, like Curt Schilling. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was kind of, like, I don't want to say egregious, but, like, he is very volatile, a volatile personality. So I don't know how it goes in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but let me ask you this as well, because I think, again, this is something that I know from baseball, but I don't know if it's a thing in football. Is there a certain cachet to being a first ballot Hall of Famer to where some of these guys might get in, but the voters like, no, we don't want him to be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
1,000%.
Huge controversy a couple of years ago with Terrell Owens and this, because T.O. should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. He wasn't. And then when he did get in, he decided to have his own little thing at Chattanooga rather than go to the Hall of Fame because he was so upset that he was not first ballot despite having all the numbers.
Good point. That's right. There's something about being a first ballot. It means you're a shoo-in. Right. Like, you're a no-doubter, right? Like, you're on the ballot. Oh, you're getting in. And so, of course, there's a different gravitas to that. You always hear that, a first ballot Hall of Famer. He didn't take any time. You know, you got in because you were that good. And T.O., I didn't like T.O., but also you can't deny the numbers. But that's exactly the point, which is a lot of people didn't like T.O. And that's why he didn't get in the first ballot, even though if you look at his numbers, it's like, my God, he absolutely belongs. So, you know, that relationship does matter in the end. Coming up next here on the show, before Week 4 gets underway, time for a fresh look at our NFL power rankings. That's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Coming up next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Great to have you back. It is a Thursday. Almost forgot where I was for a second.
Yeah, more coffee needed.
I'm Jake. She is Chelsea. Coming up on the show, the Eagles survive against the Rams. But is that enough to keep them at number one in our power rankings? Well, you know, I wish I could retire right now. I turned 52 in December. Yeah, but that's not going to happen. It's a long way off until I'm sitting on a beach somewhere.
I'm so sorry.
I know. Thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate
but
you.
Guess who is retiring, though? And she did not do it at 52. Oh, my God. Sister Jean is retiring at 106.
God.
What? Good for her. I'm happy for Sister Jean. I would have done it much earlier. Of course, you know Sister Jean. I was going to say mascot. That's not true. She's not a mascot. She is the campus minister and official chaplain for Loyola of Chicago. Went viral back in 2018 when Loyola was an 11 seed, made the Final Four. So she has been working the entire time. They didn't just, you know, bring her in and say, hey, cheer for the game. She's been working as the official chaplain. She's served in this role since 1991. That is, Denton said, nothing says the American dream like working until 106. She did it. Now she can finally relax after 106 years of working. But you know what? What a gift to all of us. One of those pure stories that everyone can get behind. So here's to a job well done. Enjoy your time. You certainly have earned it, Sister Jean.
Ah, I suppose so. But I feel like when you're doing like the Lord's work, shouldn't you be doing this like your entire life? Like, isn't it different when you work as like a nun or like the Pope? Doesn't the Pope work until he dies?
She's 106.
Like, I feel like it's different.
She's 100. And six. 106.
Okay, so maybe she doesn't need to meet with the sports teams anymore. But, like, she's still, like, I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? I feel like it's different when you work in religion. I feel like it is different.
You can still be religious. You can still counsel others as a person who is not in an official capacity. You can still live a religious life and a moral life. And not have to go into work every day because, I don't know, you're more than a century old? Give Sister Jean some, let her sleep in and watch Wheel of Fortune or something. You know what I mean? She's been doing this for a long time. You know? Throw a little bourbon in the cough medicine. Just let her relax a little bit. She's been going into work since 19. She's 106, Chelsea. She's 106. I'm trying to retire now. That's double my age. That's remarkable.
Yeah, but you don't work for the Lord. Like, I just feel like
maybe
the
I
standard
do.
Is different.
You think these bets are for me? They're for the big
right?
guy.
I mean,
they're for the big guy.
Mariners, Rockies?
Yes.
doing he always, the Lord's work.
Here's the thing. Each and every morning, I pray a little bit. I give thanks, which I do. And then at the end, I throw in, what bet should I make today? And if I'm really quiet, I hear, fade the Rockies. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I knew it. I knew you were on my side. Yeah.
I'm just saying that the nuns who work for their entirety of their lives
right.
are probably the only people can say this. Not me, but the people who work in this line of work are like, she's retiring. It's supposed to be a life sentence, Sister Jean.
If she completes this life sentence before March and Loyola gets in, it feels like they're must bet.
Oh, ride them all the way.
You know, she retires, and maybe because she's retired, she doesn't get to see all the lovely faces of the students, and she's 106, that she eventually bites the bullet, but it happens before March. They're going to play this season for Sister Jean, and everybody better be betting. You got to have them at least in the Sweet 16 in your bracket if that comes into fruition. This is early futures, but you better get on it.
God. Mm.
I mean, Chelsea,
if you worked at Loyola Chicago, you were her boss.
It's a direct result of gambling. Mike Florio is going to come on here and blame Sister Jean for something. He's like, oh, this is a direct result of gambling. This team would not be winning if it wasn't for Sister Jean. She did this on purpose. All right, I will stop my jokes now. Go ahead, Jenks.
I was just going to say, if she rolled into your office and you were her superior at Loyola of Chicago, I think I'm going to retire. What? Sister Jean, you're 106. What are you doing? You're a spring chicken. I thought you were committed to the Lord. I guess not. Go ahead. Go on home. You've only been here for more than a century. You feel like that's commitment, Sister Jean? What are you doing here? I got a bunch of gals ready to take your place in a heartbeat. I'd think about whether or not you want to roll away and retire. You're 106. You got a long way to go. A long way.
Yeah, but I'm not her superior. Her superior is God. And Jesus, and they serve life sentences. God's been working for a long time. You know, you think he's looking at her and be like, 106 years? Come on. I've been doing this for thousands of years. You can do another 2 years on earth.
Poor Sister Jean. And by the way, give me a couple extra reps on the bench press there, Sister Jean. What are you doing? I'm going to put an extra couple weights on the bar here. What are you doing? Let's go. Come on. Ooh, tough life for Sister Jean. Good for her. Good for her. Glad she's walking away. And you know what? Like Dent was saying, man, if that team gets on a run this year, just put all your money on Loyola of Chicago. All right. We're going to put our bets this week for our NFL power rankings. Let's do this. You want to start, Chelsea? I think, what do we got here? Not the same, but pretty close.
Yeah, we're really close. All right. So, because a lot of this hinges on what I had last week, and I feel like it's unfair to drop certain teams really far just because of 1 week. So here are the updated power rankings. The Eagles still stand firm at number one. I feel like every team in the NFL, you can point out flaws. The Eagles still look like the closest to perfect team in the NFL, and they won the Super Bowl. So they get that long-standing credit, in my opinion. Next up, we have a new number two. I feel like the Chargers deserve some respect. The way that Justin Herbert is throwing the football right now, and the way the defense is, you know, shutting down other teams, allowing the fewest yards per attempt of any team in the NFL. That is the difference between the Chargers and the Bills, in my opinion, because the Bills have Josh Allen, who is amazing, but their defense certainly has its flaws. So I still have the Bills at number three, and then we go Packers. I'm not dropping them too low because of that loss to the Browns. It's a long season. There are going to be some mind-blowing losses, but it's still a good team. And then number five, I'm going to go the Ravens because this is a regular season power rankings list. And I understand the Ravens are not winning some of these big games, but they are still a very talented offense. They've scored at least 30 points in every single game this year, and I think the defense could get better if some of those injuries shore up. So those are my rankings for week three.
I'm very similar here. So I dropped the Ravens to five. All right. I'm a little disturbed. more than a little disturbed about their inability to hold leads, their inability to keep up with Detroit, and how they were manhandled. I think that's the one thing more than anything else. They were just manhandled at the line of scrimmage. You don't normally see that when you're talking about teams from Baltimore, but still, this is a very good team. They lost to the Bills and Lions, so let's not punish them too much. Packers at 4, a little worried about some injury concerns on offense, but I'm not going to dock them too much for a loss in Cleveland where, look, got a blocked field goal there. They probably should have won that game. Also, the Browns' defense is really good, so I still like what I've seen from Green Bay. Chargers at 3. Oh, yeah. I love the Chargers. I'm on the Chargers train all season long. I don't think they're going to Charger this year. I love what Jim Harbaugh is doing. This is one of the most complete teams in the NFL. Bills at 2. So we just are flip-flop there. You have Chargers at 2, Bills at 3. I'm going to stick with Josh Allen. Love that he's playing like an MVP, and I love looking at these stats and metrics, even though I'm not a numbers guy, where, you know, in the fourth quarter when it counts the most, Josh Allen is at his best, which means the Bills will always be in it as long as he's the quarterback. And then Eagles at 1. It's not necessarily sexy, but as we saw last week, the Eagles have what it takes. They can be dynamic on offense if they need to. They will push you around. They'll do the tush push. They will find a way. And that was a good win against a very good Rams team. So Eagles at 1.
Okay, so now here the question is, what team are we leaving off the list that maybe gets an honorable mention? Because I'm looking at some of the scoring margin teams that are the best in the NFL, and I feel like that's a really good indicator of like what teams are really performing, because obviously it's like how many points you score and how many you're giving up. The Indianapolis Colts lead the league in scoring margin. Should we be higher on the Colts?
Maybe. Maybe. I thought about the Colts. The Bucs are also 3-0, and the Bucs are really good. I thought about them. I thought about the Rams. Like, I think the Rams, that's a tough loss for L.A., but we both liked L.A. going into the season. I think I'm probably biased because I'm looking at their schedule here. I'm a little biased because I need to see a little bit more. I think the Colts are good. I think they have something in Daniel Jones. I don't think it's a fluke. But also, when I look at their schedule, Dolphins, Broncos, Titans, I think that's what gets me. I just need to see a little more against quality opponents, and then I can buy in on the Colts. Right now, a one-point win over the Broncos, I think, is what it was, is their most impressive win. Yeah, 29-28, that's the one thing I can't – that's the one thing that's holding me back.
I think it's difficult this time of year when we've only had three games to really take a lot from stats. Because obviously it is not apples to apples when some of these teams have a lot easier scheduled. And like you mentioned, the Colts, two of their three games were against bottom feeders, absolute bottom feeders. And that pains me as a Titans fan, and especially when I absolutely hate the Colts. But I do think we still need to see a little bit of more, hey, we need to have this proven to us, especially for Daniel Jones. Like, I'm not sitting here and doubting the rest of the team, especially Jonathan Taylor. Once upon a time, he was one of the best backs in the league. So it's not shocking to me seeing the numbers that he's putting up currently. But maybe I think when we're talking about, like, the best teams in the league, and I think Daniel Jones is having a great season. He probably is going to have a great regular season, but I still don't put him above, you know, the Josh Allens and the Lamar Jacksons because he just has not proven it yet.
No, I agree with that. And, you know, ultimately you have to get it done, and you have to get it done in the postseason, or at least elevate yourself where you give yourself a chance in the postseason, and last year was not good in that respect. Anyone else we're leaving out? I mentioned the Bucs. How do you feel about the Bucs?
Yeah, I like the Bucs. I feel like they're great from a betting standpoint. So maybe they're not in my top five, but I'll take them getting points, you know, against good teams. And we have that very scenario this week, I believe. They are in my teaser. We'll see if they can keep that game close. I think it's against the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. Coming up next on the show, why Chelsea says Sister Jean is going straight to hell after retiring early at 106. Tough for Sister Jean. We're coming back here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. Hour 2 is on the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.